Let's go.
A true beauty, the kind of thing you see in glass cases behind polycarbonate 6mm sheets, touched only with silk gloves to preserve its honor. But this world wasn't locked up behind no bars. We didn't whittle down the steel with a chip of concrete like we did back there at Sing Sing. We didn't have to break in. But when those slimy arms reached out at us and those glowing red eyes stared down, we had to grab that idol and break out. The case was open. The marks were a couple of brothers. Not even marks, wouldn't you know. Jake and his brother Boris, sounding like they threw a dart at a book of names with that family. Jakey boy got himself abroad with a secret, a college type, with a brain as big as her.
This program is brought to you by Fathom Corp and its affiliated corporations. Visit Fathom Corp right now and embark on a journey of bringing the unknown world to our very own doorstep. Fathom Corp.
This program is also brought to you by our sponsors at Blood Moon Dark Offerings. Don't forget,
Don't trust the villagers. Don't trust the Schuyler family. Constance has them believing some crazy things, ungodly things. Don't trust the...
Don't forget to visit Parrish Town this fall. With getaways here at Blood Moon Dark Offerings, you don't have to sacrifice your hard-earned money to have a nice night out.
Did you hear me? I said get out. I walked in with my friends and they're gone. We heard the bell. We walked towards the lights when we got lost. We thought it was just a fall festival, but what the moon was shining down on was not a celebration. She stood up there yelling down at these people in their cloaks. We slid behind them and out the other side, but they must have grabbed Jack before we could realize what had begun. It's not all the villagers. It's just the one in the cloaks. They killed her mummy and daddy. And the next house we saw a child stabbing someone. Their own people. Their own families. That Constance lady is making them sacrifice the non-believers. And we weren't buying any of it. Each house had to have a believer in it because they were turning on their own blood. Pitchforks, knives, axes. We were spotted a couple times but kept making it out by the seat of our pants. That damned maypole. Blood launched off of those intestines as they wrapped around the pole. Tighter and tighter. Kids were playing with innards like they were holding ribbon. We made it past the blacksmith's forge, but something was sticking out of it. The cobbler was dead. Someone was covered in wax. We turned back at that point and saw Jack wasn't with us anymore. Took us going through half the town to realize it. There was too much going on. We saw too much horror to think straight. We love you, Jack. We'll come back for you when the sun comes up. There was someone in the bell tower. They looked down on us as we walked into the pub, knowing we'd be attacked in there. But we made it out. In the dining hall, there were bodies, but they looked almost mutated, bubbling without heat, melting into a new form. And then there was a child, an innocent child a couple days ago probably, now carving a mark in their skin, a mark we saw on the blackboard up ahead. We ran through the pews, making a full circle to the sawmill where we lost Jack. He never leaves a place without his hat, but there it was, on the floor. But what was up above our heads was a totem of death, villagers and possibly our friend burning, melting into a new form. Don't trust those people. You won't escape. We got lucky. You know,
you don't have to sacrifice your hard-earned money to have a nice night out. This program is also brought to you by The Exorcist Believer. Watch it on the silver screen. Bring us home with you. Bring us home with you. In theaters now.
Now, kicking it over to our correspondent in the parks. Chris, tell us what's going down at the Universal Orlando Resort this season.
I'm here at Halloween Horror Nights Orlando to talk about the latest Blumhouse Universal crossover house, Exorcist Believer. We've built a living trailer here at Soundstage 22. Inspired by our collaborative effort to bring Exorcist back into
your home
and our park. Last being here in 2016, we wanted to bring...
Just a second, Chris. We had some feedback. Did you say bring Exorcist back into what?
Back into your homes and our park. This is a new house based on the movie coming out on October 6, 2023. The last Exorcist house we did on the East Coast was in 2016 with a house based on the 1973 classic. I could tell you what we do in this house or I can walk you through it. Y'all okay with going through a haunted house, America? I think I hear a resounding yes. Now here we are walking through a market in Haiti. There's the smells, the sounds, and the sound of tubular bells. The theme song of the original movie composed by Mike Oldfield. Fun little fact about that. I'm here with Jessica, our tour guide through this house. Hopefully she can handle scares better than me because I hop like a mouse. What a career path I chose. Another fun fact is the actors and effects are turned off, but we've heard reports of things moving on their own. I'm sure it's safe. We're in a theme park. We're, insured? This little doll is supposed to move around. We have a soundtrack that accompanies each room, so we hear screams and scratches and, it moved! Did you catch that? It moved! I heard the wood and saw it move. Jessica, keep moving forward. Get me out of here. This is a forest in the movie. Little girls Angela and Catherine are lost, and we find them. And we find them here in the next room, but this forest gives us space to show the despair and scope of the search. And wait, the kids are supposed to be here. They're supposed to be in that corner. They're supposed to... Oh, just keep walking, please. They're probably playing a trick on us for the broadcast. These bedrooms will be popping with characters portraying the children, scaring guests from both sides. We use this scare... Sorry, I can't speak right now. We used the staircase in last year's Halloween house. And in this room, we have Mother. And I'm not talking about Chapel Roan. Watch for the pentagram here. Don't want to step on it and bring something.
Everything okay there?
Jessica, let's get out of here. Jessica? Jessica! What's happening? She's a demon. She's possessed. Help! Someone help!
Thank you for watching Cary, Ohio's premier news channel, HHN 32. Our broadcast was cut short, but don't forget to tune in for the 10 o'clock news.
Now back to...
And the only thing we're getting paid for is to retrieve the totem. Boss says we don't even gotta whack them if they hand it over. Three bodies these days will get you the chair, so I'm good on risking it all. We don't have the manpower to tail the younger one, and he seems like he doesn't have a horse in the race. So we've been following Jake and the Broad. We're waiting in the alley tonight behind Schuster Brothers to try and take the totem off their hands, hoping for an easy night so I can catch the Yankees.
Breaking report here at HHN 32. Some strange things happening in Hawkins, Indiana. A town long discussed for its bad luck and unexplained disappearances, deaths, and... natural disasters? You heard that right. After talking to Sarah, our occultist investigator, about the last couple years in Hawkins, we have an eyewitness account about the satanic worship we've been hearing so much about. Could this be the cause of all of the bad things going on in this small Indiana town?
Here in Indiana, reporting some strange things happening over at the Munson House, the scene of the crime where Chrissy Cunningham lost her life just a few days ago. She was a star student and a cheerleader at Hawkins High. She was found in the home of Eddie Munson, with her blood drained and eyes missing from her head. And across the way from Eddie Munson's trailer was Max Mayfield's home, who happens to have a connection to that local Satanist group called the Hellfire Club. Question continues, though. Did ritual sacrifice go wrong, resulting in that young teen ending up in the hospital? The Hellfire Club is led by Hawkins' own serial killer, Eddie Munson. I walked through the woods where Fred Benson's body was found in a similar state to Chrissy's and heard a ringing through the trees. A deep chime that felt straight out of a horror movie. This town did have a scandal a couple years back when the Hawkins NASNAT laboratory was shut down for misuse of funds and consistent blowing of the Hawkins power grid. Who knows what really went down in there, but there are reports of children's screams and heroes fighting monsters. New town legends that add to the horror that they've faced. Maybe a way to explain away all of this pain. Starting all the way back in the 50s with the death of half of the Creel family at the hands of Victor Creel, Hawkins' first famous killer. Here at the Munson residence, however, there have been strange things happening, including a hole in the ceiling that was out of this world. Maybe an illusion caused by the town's failing infrastructure, but maybe also a portal to hell opened up by the Hellfire Club. A Satan-worshipping outfit inducting children into their way of life, and the distant sound of metal flowing through the trailer I last visited. That's when our boots on the ground heard of the town splitting open, immediately reported as an earthquake, but now being explained away as the town being on a fault line that no one was aware of. Well... for Channel 32, this is Sarah signing off.
Stay safe and stay strong, Sarah. Thank you for your report, and hopefully you can make it out of there quickly. Helen, I mean Hawkins, Indiana. What a place.
Now back to our...
And now we kick it off to the sponsor lounge. Thank you once again to Fathom Corp for allowing us to tell our stories as they originally aired in 1948.
This program is sponsored by Dueling Dragons Choose Thy Fate, Choose Your Own Adventure book by Tribute Comics.
When two powerful warlocks invade Merlin's castle and are turned into dragons in fire and ice, you must choose a path and a victor. Dueling Dragons Choose Your Own Adventure book by Emma, published by Tribute Comics. Based on the opening day attraction at Universal's Islands of Adventure, explore the Enchanted Oak Forest, delve into Merlin's castle, and watch the war unfold before you as these evil men become the monsters they are inside while they fight for Merlin's Book of Spells.
This program is also brought to you by Yeti Campground Kills. Visit our 1950s-style campground with a wide assortment of plots designed to help you explore nature while leaving the modern world behind. Visit Dottie's Bait and Tackle.
Visit a fun-themed campground, but it's not what it looks like. There's something in the forest, man. They're double the height of normal, man, and I'm no short king. I'm and no, I'm not lying. I'm literally. That's not important. Something is killing the campers. I saw something pull someone into the tent. That body was limp. They trashed around, and then silence. Billy, some kid is just missing, man, and his smoking mom was crying looking for him. I almost stuck around to help because she was just so hot, but my dumb girlfriend kept pushing me forward. We saw some kid standing over a baby monkey or something, and something pulled him into the trees. And that's when we saw Bigfoot, man, and somebody chased them away with a pan. There were bodies in the lake, a monster on the roof, a snake in the toilet, a dancing bear. We barely made it out of there, man. Don't visit.
Visit our 1950s-style campground. Now back to our regularly scheduled programming.
I didn't mean to kill him. It was a warning shot. That's one cold body and two more people who were sure to get me locked up over it. And we weren't even close to the totem yet. The broad must have hidden it somewhere, but me and my boy finally had the manpower equal to our marks, and we could follow them until we got the totem. The money was good, and the boss sent some freaks to clean up Jake's body. Barney Bus or something. And the round boy. Never seen them up close, but they give off a strange vibe. Hopefully we can finish this job quickly and we can get out of town because it's going to hell in a handbasket. My partner is watching over the broad and I'm watching Schuster Bros. Old Boris is gonna have to change that sign out front. And if he doesn't hand over the totem easily, Delancey Street is losing their little detective agency. Find out what happens next in the exciting world of Boris Schuster by reading False Idols Part 1, coming soon from Tribute Comics. Thank you so much for listening to our programming here, and be sure to listen to our other shows, Glitz and Ghouls, See You At, Ghostly Swoosh, and Pod from the Fog. Thanks again to all our sponsors, and thank you to Lexi, Sarah, Lainey, Emma, and Maddox.